Emma, the sheep. On a large green paddock lives Emma, the sheep. She doesn't live there all on her own. Oh no, Emma shares the paddock with a whole lot of other sheep. Emma has a long black nose, skinny black legs, and a very, very soft, fluffy and curly coat. In fact, no other sheep on the whole paddock has a coat quite as beautiful as Emma's. Those fluffy curls cover her head, her back, and most particularly her tummy. Since Emma has such a remarkably beautiful coat, she is always first to get chosen by the shepherd when shearing time comes. Every year, in spring and in autumn, Emma's curls get shorn. Her coat gets turned into wool, fluffy white wool, which the shepherd sells for a very good price as it gets knitted into only the best and warmest jumpers. All the other sheep have to stand in line behind Emma and wait their turn. Well, that may well be why Emma likes to carry that long black nose of hers just a little bit higher than the others. The other sheep don't like that one little bit. They flock together in small groups and talk about how much they would like to be first for a change. Each and every one of them would love to be the shepherd's favourite. Finally, they come up with a plan. One day, Emma is wandering by with a long black nose slightly higher up in the air. One of the sheep calls out to her. "Well, hello there, Emma," says the sheep. "You certainly do have the most beautiful coat far and wide." No other sheep has soft, fluffy curls quite like yours. However, your black nose is rather crooked, isn't it? Taken aback, Emma squints down her nose. She never realized that her nose is crooked. In fact, she has to squint rather a lot to see the tip of her nose, and she has to agree. The black nose does seem rather bent. Her ears droop sadly as another sheep approaches. "Hi, Emma," the sheep says. "You certainly have the most beautiful coat far and wide. No one has curls quite like yours. But with those droopy ears of yours, you do look rather silly." Appalled, Emma shakes her head and makes her ears flop back and forth. She squints down hard at her crooked black nose and flops her ears again. Does she really look that terrible? Oh gosh, she hadn't had any idea. Sadness and despair make her long, black, crooked nose run. And promptly, another sheep approaches. "Hello there, Emma," the sheep says. "Sure, you do have the loveliest coat far and wide. It's so white and soft and fluffy. However, with that runny nose of yours, you don't look very pretty at all." Emma sits down. This is simply too much to take. Is that how the others see her? Her crooked nose, droopy ears, which make her look silly, and now this, a runny nose which rounds off the unsightly picture. Unhappiness makes her long, black, bent nose run even more, and tears come streaming down her face. Very sad now, she slowly shuffles along the paddock. the grass no longer tastes lovely, nor do the delicious herbs growing on the paddock. Even the little daisies can't tempt her. Emma does not see the wonderful sunshine, nor does she see the shepherd looking at her worriedly. Sorrow and sadness make her beautiful white coat go dull, frizzy, and grey. When shearing time comes, Emma does not stand at the front of the queue any longer. No, she stands at the very back. All the other sheep rejoice. Loud bleating can be heard as they bicker over who gets to go first. Emma doesn't care. She's too sad to care about anything. Things carry on like that until one day the shepherd leads his herd to a small pond to drink. Thirstily, the sheep crowd around the small lake. Side by side, they bend down and, for the very first time, Emma sees her own reflection in the water. It's just like looking into a mirror. She can see her ears, hanging down to the left and right of her head. She can also see her black nose, wet and shiny from the water. All of that she can see, and still, there is more. She can also see that, in fact, she doesn't look any different from all the other sheep crowding around the pond. They all have that very same long, black, crooked nose, the same floppy ears and wet noses as they lean down to drink. Relieved and happy, Emma looks up. She lets out a hearty baa. Never has the grass been greener and more beautiful. To her, the herbs now smell just lovely. The sun is shining and Emma is happy, so happy that she can't help but share her happiness with the whole world. The shepherd, too, is happy. Emma's coat is again beautiful and white, fluffy, shiny, and delicate. When the time comes for shearing, he calls Emma first and all the others line up behind her. All is as it was. Well, almost. Emma is so very happy that she simply forgets to put her nose up just that little bit higher. That, and, well, she still can't stop squinting down her nose occasionally, just to check that her nose is just as long, black and crooked as the noses of all the other sheep.